The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Mike Gallagher.
Hey, Mike. It's Bob from the Ozarks. Since it's our fault for inflation, how about all 80 million of us MAGA just quit paying taxes? And you Democrats, you hold the reins and you deal with it. Because I'm about done with this whole administration. This is insane. Guys, gotta go. Thank you.
Hey, Mike, isn't it pretty funny this big wave of COVID is going to hit around November, midterms? I can guarantee you they're going to try to shut down in-person voting.
Listen, that's the excuse they're using for why the mules in the movie 2000 Mules were wearing gloves in many cases. Oh, they were afraid of COVID. Had nothing to do with them being nervous about fingerprints being left behind as they opened up the drop boxes and shoved hundreds and hundreds of ballots into them in the middle of the night. No, it's COVID. COVID is everything. COVID and Putin. COVID and Putin. Here's Biden yesterday. The two reasons that we are suffering from epic, historic inflation, the two reasons you can't afford to fill up your gas tank, the two reasons you can't get baby formula, moms, the two reasons you're worried about how to pay the mortgage or the rent, the two boogeymen for Grandpa Joe are COVID and Putin.
The first cause of inflation is a once-in-a-century pandemic. Not only did it shut down our global economy, it threw the supply chains and demand completely out of whack, especially in countries where more effective recovery responses weren't available, especially in those sectors that rely on semiconductors. These supply challenges have been further hampered by the onset of Delta and Omicron viruses. And you've all seen it, you've all felt it. And this year we have a second cause. Mr. Putin's war in Ukraine.
I mean, is anybody buying that? Do Democrats sit around and say, oh, he's right. Oh, he's so right. If it weren't for the Omicron variant, we'd be able to fill up our gas tank. It's all about, I mean, they can't think we're that stupid, can they? I saw Rand Paul interrogate Mayorkas yesterday and say, do you really think Americans are so stupid that we need you to tell us what the truth is on the internet? And I just keep wondering that when I hear Biden say things like this. Are you buying it? I mean, seriously, take a stab at that question. Do they think we're that stupid? Or are they just kind of going through the motions knowing that they're powerless to stop it? 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Keith is in Jamesburg, New Jersey. Hi, Keith.
Mike, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I retired last year, and, since the beginning of the year, but my IRA, it was a 401k, has been really getting kicked left and right.
Yep.
I mean, in the past month and a half, I think I've lost at least $3,000.
Oh, my gosh. How much have you lost?
About 3,000.
Uh-huh. I see.
Well, I mean, it could have been worse, but I mean, I started out with like about 63 to begin with. Then I put some money down on, I took a truck, F-150 out of the lease, bought that. I forever do that because you can see the way things were going.
Yep. Well, it's pretty scary. And my advice is don't look at your 401k. Don't do it. It'll just give you a heart attack. It'll give you a headache. It'll give you heartburn. And we have one thing to thank for it. Democrat leadership. Failed Democrat leadership. We all know it. And we all know what why they came out yesterday with this preemptive strike. But the preemptive strike that really got to me, I'm just waiting, praying for one Democrat to acknowledge the evil of abortion, at least late-term abortion. Am I asking too much? Is it too much to hope that Biden and company will say anything at all against late-term abortion? I've said this before. I'm using this as an example. I mean, I'm pro-life. I believe that life begins at conception. I understand it's a complicated issue. I realize the way the media has lied about the leaked Alito opinion. It would not, overturning Roe v. Wade does not ban abortion in America. That's a complete and utter baseless lie. It's a scare tactic. But can anybody at least speak out against late-term abortion? Yesterday, Grandpa Joe was asked about whether or not he would favor any restrictions whatsoever on abortion, which of course would involve or include late-term abortion. Listen to this.
Trump's China tariffs? Do you support any restrictions on abortion, or what limits do you believe there should be as the Senate is?
Because I want the story to be about inflation.
I want the story to be about, I bet you do. You don't want to acknowledge that you are wicked when it comes to the issue of life. One person who is not is Senator Tim Scott. As promised, his brilliant soliloquy towards Janet Yellen from yesterday, coming up next. You don't want to miss it. Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best night's sleep of our lives. He created the Giza Dream bed sheets. Trust me, they look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me. He found the world's best cotton in an area called Giza. Well, his incredible deal is the sale of the year. For Team Gallagher, for a limited time, you're going to get 60% off these Giza Dream sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll receive a set for as low as $39.99, and for a limited time with any purchase, you'll get Mike's softcover book free when you use the promo code MikeG. It's an inspirational story of Mike's life. What are the odds from crack addict to CEO? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Mike Gallagher Listener's Square, and use the promo code MikeG. Along with this offer, you'll get the deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the pillow that started it all. $69.98, ordinarily just $19.98 with promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
For the people out there who want to stop talking about Trump, that's not up to us. He is not going away, and he is the dominant force in the Republican Party right now.
Elon Musk just knows that he himself can escape to space, and the rest of us earthlings will have to deal with this.
Abortions are of women, particularly low-income and often black.
As a guy raised by a black woman in abject poverty, I'm thankful to be here as United States Senator.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com. Studios. Here's Mike Gallagher.
What did I tell you is going to happen if one of Trump's endorsed candidates in the crowded, busy, hectic GOP primary process lost? That would be the only one they focused on. Look at the New York Post, of all places. Here's the headline in this morning's New York Post. Trump suffers loss in Nebraska. Herbster goes down in Nebraska. I mean, this is so comical the way they do this. Do you realize that Trump-backed candidates in the GOP primaries have won to the tune of 58-1? Trump's endorsements out of 59 candidates, 58 of them have won. And the New York Post focuses on the one loss. Because that's what they do. That's what the mainstream media does. They just lie. I saw one headline, Trump suffers blow in Nebraska, and he was 50% last night. He wasn't 50%. He was 3 for 4. I mean, the guy in Nebraska lost, but three other candidates cruised to victory. His preferred candidate, his endorsed candidate in West Virginia's 2nd Congressional District, Representative Alex Mooney, beat fellow incumbent David McKinley. Carol Miller won in West Virginia's 1st District. And Representative Adrian Smith, also a Trump-endorsed candidate, won in Nebraska's 3rd District. I don't know about you, New York Post. That seems like 3 out of 4 to me. And as Breitbart confirms, candidates backed by former President Trump are now 58-1 in Republican primaries. Now, honest to goodness, that's an extraordinary story. It prompted CNN's John King to report that you may hope Trump goes away. You may wish he'll go away. You may think he's not influential. But you would be wrong.
I said this at the top. A lot of people at home say stop talking about Trump. Donald Trump is the most dominant force in one of America's two leading political parties. And he is proving it again in this year's primary campaigns. And so for the people out there who want us to stop talking about Trump, that's not up to us. We have to cover these races where Trump's endorsement is clearly making a difference in West Virginia tonight, just as it did in Ohio last week. We're going to have the Nebraska governor's race later tonight as those results come in. And then Pennsylvania Senate race, Georgia, both the governor's race, the Secretary of State's race there. Arkansas, there are some Trump factors as well. So he is a factor in the party. For a lot of people at home who don't want to talk about him, who wish he would go away, he is not going away, and he is the dominant force in the Republican Party right now.
He's right. There's no way around that. And I wonder what you have to say about it. Elon Musk yesterday said that once he gains control of Twitter, Trump will be welcomed back on Twitter. Trump is 58-1 in Republican primary contests. What do you think he'd be doing if he was back on Twitter? I don't even know if he wants to go back to Twitter. He says he doesn't. He's trying to boost Truth Social. And he says that's where he will be. But listen to what Elon Musk, who now is about to, you know, own Twitter, told a reporter who asked the inevitable question about the 45th president of the United States.
Are you planning to let Donald Trump back on?
Well, I think there's a general question of should Twitter have permanent bans? And, you know, I've talked with Jack Dorsey about this, and he and I are of the same mind, which is that permanent bans should be extremely rare and really reserved for people where they're trying to for accounts that are bots or scam accounts, where there's just no legitimacy to the account at all. I do think that it was not correct to ban Donald Trump. I think that was a mistake because it alienated a large part of the country and did not ultimately result in Donald Trump not having a voice. He is now going to be on Truth Social, as will a large part of the sort of the right in the United States.
This guy sounds very analytical and, of course, very smart. He goes on to this was all taking place at the Financial Times Future of the Car Summit. Of course, Elon Musk of Tesla fame. But he was asked a lot about the permanent ban of the 45th president of the United States, which is, again, on the face of it, you can, when you break it down, it's beyond shocking, the reasons they stated. There is not a good reason other than they hope he'll go away. Listen to what he said further about the permanent suspension of Donald Trump.
I guess the answer is that I would reverse the permaban. Obviously, I don't own Twitter yet, so this is not like a thing that will definitely happen, because what if I don't own Twitter? But my opinion, and Jack Dorsey, I want to be clear, shares this opinion, is that we should not have permabans. Now, that doesn't mean that somebody gets to say whatever they want to say. If they say something that is illegal or otherwise, you know, just destructive to the world, then that there should be perhaps a timeout, a temporary suspension, or that particular tweet should be made invisible or have very limited traction. But I think permabans just fundamentally undermine trust in Twitter as a town square where everyone can voice their opinion.
Wow. What a concept.
It was a fun...
what a place, what a crazy idea. A place where everyone can voice their opinion. If it's not illegal, I'm against permanent bans. And finally, Musk is asked, was it a mistake to permanently ban the President of the United States?
Even after he egged on the crowd who went to the U.S. Capitol, some of them carrying nooses, you still think it was a mistake to remove him?
I think if there are tweets that are wrong, they should, and bad, those should be either deleted or made invisible. And a suspension, a temporary suspension, is appropriate, but not a permanent ban.
So if the deal completes, he might potentially come back on, but with the understanding that if he does something similar again, he'll be back in the sin bin.
He has publicly stated that he will not be coming back to Twitter, and that he will only be on Truth Social. And this is the point that I'm trying to make, which is perhaps not getting across, is that banning Trump from Twitter didn't end Trump's voice. It will amplify it among the right. And this is why it is morally wrong and flat out stupid.
Banning Trump from Twitter didn't end his voice. And that's why it's morally wrong and flat out stupid to have permanently banned him. Have you seen who's all on the bandwagon now to bring Trump back? Jack Dorsey, the founder of Twitter. Yeah, we ought to bring him back. I think it's the ACLU. Yeah, he should have never. Where have you been for the last 2 years? Now, all of a sudden, that it's inevitable? You want to jump on the Trump on Twitter bandwagon? Get the heck out of here. Get the heck out. Are you nuts? You know what Trump never did? He never stopped. He never gave up. Never has. That's why I was so frustrated yesterday. We had a pretty spirited conversation about people who call this show and say you're never going to vote again because you're worried about election integrity. And it makes me crazy to hear people give up. Trump never gives up. Ever. Trump, his voice is as influential as ever. He's 58-1. Don't believe the misleading, stupid narrative of the mainstream media. Like the New York Post, former President Trump's political comeback suffered a blow in Nebraska. Oh yeah, some blow. 58-1, dummy. You only wish you had a track record like that. Whatever bonehead wrote that article for the New York Post. 58-1, and you say he suffered a setback, a blow. Yeah, 58-1. Twitter can't stop Trump's voice. Even when reporters like the one at that financial whatever auto summit lied about him, because that was a lie. Even after he egged on the crowds at the U.S. Capitol.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
Oh, yes, even after he egged them on that way, you still would let him on Twitter? Even after he egged them on? Didn't egg anybody on, you lying piece of dog dung. Sorry. Welcome in. It's Wednesday. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Let me get your reaction to what Elon Musk said. Are you glad Trump would be welcomed back to Twitter on a Trump or on a Elon Musk owned platform? Do you think he should go back to Twitter? Do you think he will? I would say yes to all of those questions, but let me get your reaction to it. Our number is 1-800-655-MIKE. We have two open phone lines for you right now. Good opportunity for you to jump on board and join me. 800-655-6453.
We live stream the Mike Gallagher Show on Rumble.com and SalemNewsChannel.com. Don't miss Mike's facial expressions and all the video clips you hear during the show on SalemNewsChannel.com and Rumble.com.
I promise we're going to get the Ben reaction analysis of the AP fact check of this movie. We'll play that for you a little bit later in the week, same time, so be listening for that. I want to make time, though, for our guest, somebody who is just so admirable. Boy, do we need warriors right now. We need people like Senator Rand Paul, of course, Republican U.S. Senator from the state of Kentucky. Listen to what he said yesterday to the DHS Secretary Mayorkas over this absurd, draconian, un-American disinformation board.
Think of all the debates and disputes we've had over the last 50 years in our country. We work them out by debating them. We don't work them out by the government being the arbiter. I don't want your guardrails. I want you to have nothing to do with speech. You think we can't determine, you know, speech by traffickers is disinformation? You think the American people are so stupid they need you to tell them what the truth is? You can't even admit what the truth is with the Steele dossier. I don't trust government to figure out what the truth is.
Wow. Amen. Welcome, Senator Rand Paul, to the Mike Gallagher Show. Senator, first of all, just let me personally thank you for the clarity you brought to that hearing this week and last week. It's so important that the American people understand what is at stake. And I know, as somebody who has long championed free speech, as you have, you must be disgusted and mortified with the efforts by the federal government to regulate speech in America.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for having me. And the thing is even if we could agree on what disinformation is, I'd be against regulating it because I'm for freedom. I'm for the allowing the individual to make their case, right or wrong. And I think people are smart enough to determine the truth. I mean, I gave him the example of disinformation, Russian disinformation, that the FBI now concludes that Christopher Steele was spreading Russian disinformation. CNN, by propagating this for 2 years, that somehow Trump was colluding with Russia, which was disinformation spread by Russia. CNN was colluding to do this as well. They were propagating this. But I'm not for telling CNN that they can't propagate disinformation. I think people are smart enough to change the channel. In fact, millions and millions of Americans have changed the channel from CNN. But the thing is, the idea that the government can figure this out, Mayorkas would not even admit, even though the FBI concluded that the dossier was Russian disinformation, he wouldn't admit. He says he wasn't familiar with the topic. And I'd say, really? We spent $32 million on this and you're not familiar with the topic?
I mean, it's chilling. And I ask this question almost daily here on this radio show. How did we get here? How did we get to a point where certain conversations are simply not permitted? COVID, you're not allowed to talk about a natural immunity online. That gets you shut down. You're not allowed to question what the so-called scientists and experts are telling us. And look at election integrity. This is an issue that's so important to millions of Americans, Senator. We've been talking a lot this week about Dinesh D'Souza's movie, 2,000 Mules. You know, you may disagree with the premise. You may not think that there were mules and the ability to track them from nonprofits to drop boxes in the middle of the night, sometimes wearing gloves. It was all captured on surveillance. Guess what? At least have the conversation. You can have a dialogue about it, can't you?
Well, it's not a free society if you can't make your case or you're not allowed to make your case. If we're going to edit speech,
That's just not freedom as any of us know it. But the irony is that there used to be people on the left who actually did believe in freedom of speech. This was something that brought libertarians on the right together with civil libertarians on the left. And there was a great defense of the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment. There were these coalitions. But the left has largely abandoned their civil liberties sort of root, their libertarian roots. And the left now is becoming more and more authoritarian. They are afraid of speech. They want to regulate speech. But there are people on the right that want to do this, too. So when we talk about the disinformation board, we have to realize that there are proposals in Congress from Republicans to have boards that will determine speech and regulate big tech and say, oh, this speech can or cannot be done because it's going to be regulated by government. I'm much more for the Wild West. There's lots of information out there. There are millions or at least tens of thousands of choices you can look towards. And really, change the channel. You don't like that opinion. You don't think they're telling the truth. Change the channel, whether it's radio, whether it's the internet, or whether it's television. There are more choices now than there have ever been. But we do have to be worried if government's going to get involved in this space.
Senator, I want to go back to, for just a moment, this movie about election integrity and the assertion that a lot of shenanigans with these mules, these thousands of people all over the country and drop boxes. I'm hoping that people will take an open mind and see the movie and decide for yourself. Do you have any intention of watching the movie?
Absolutely. My wife's been egging me on already. She's a big fan of D'Souza's. I've read some reports on it, and I definitely will check the movie out. I read Molly Hemingway's book, Rigged, which I think was very, very informative as to what went on, particularly in Wisconsin and with the Zuckerbucks. In fact, after I read about how Mark Zuckerberg put $450 million into buying election officials and using them in a political way to get out only Democrat vote, which they did in Wisconsin to a large extent and other battleground states, I actually talked to my state legislature and asked them to introduce a bill to ban private funding of elections because I think they were skewing it towards one party. And our state in Kentucky just about a month ago made it illegal for people like Zuckerberg to come in and manipulate the elections.
You know, I know you have to go because you're getting ready to go back on the you have a vote pending. But quickly, Elon Musk confirming yesterday that if and when he gets control of Twitter, he's going to welcome Trump back to Twitter. Oh, look at this. Jack Dorsey now supports Trump returning to Twitter. The ACLU supports reinstating Donald Trump. Where were all those folks for the last 2 years, Senator?
All I can say is, you know, I've been threatening to quit Twitter, and I've quit YouTube because they censor me, but I haven't quit Twitter. But if Elon Musk takes over, gets rid of the censors, I love his irreverent sarcasm, and he's actually just plain funny a lot of the times. And actually, I don't even know his politics. I think he may have a libertarian streak to him, but yeah. I don't think he's either conservative or liberal. I think he's probably a mixture of a lot of different beliefs that the younger generation believes in that I might not always agree with. But my goodness, do I agree with freedom of speech without question? I think he's going to make it a fun place again. But yep. You know what? I doubt Trump will come back. You know, he's a direct competitor now. They've got a bunch of money invested in this Truth Social. So I would be very surprised if he came back to Twitter.
Senator Rand Paul, again, I know how busy you are. We always appreciate you making time for our listeners here on the Mike Gallagher Show. Keep fighting the good fight, sir.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Opening night draws nigh.
In the time of this, there's a vote. Gentle dip, bring its bow.
He knows this.
Trim and tidy.
He knows it by heart. He knows everything by heart. He recites it in his sleep.
I want to rip it out of my brain.
Soon enough. By Sunday night, you can. Pretty little picture.
Last night was Tech Night. Funny thing happened on the way to the forum, which is hell. The actors have to stand around while the great lighting crew and the sound people and the orchestra do their thing. And hold, please. That's all we heard all night. Hold, please.
The riggers of the theater, theater.
Oh, first audience tomorrow night, Mark and Lisa Davis in attendance. Who are you bringing?
Ethan's coming, and Ron is excited about coming, and Tom Tratum's excited about coming, and we're all going to be there rooting on our buddy, and everybody else can show up at lyricstage.org, for an engagement that goes all the way through the weekend at the Great Majestic Theater on Elm Street in East downtown Dallas. Can't wait to see you.
Pretty excited about opening night and good tickets available, and they've got a great open seating arrangement, so sit where you're comfortable, and We got you the best seats in the House, and you guys are going to have a great time, I think. I hope, anyhow. If you don't like it, don't tell me.
Oh, we'll let you know. What does the thing go? Is if it's great, tell everybody. If there's a problem, tell me. Of course, the problem is if I tell you, it's going to be on the radio.
Right. I was going to say, that's the opposite. So don't tell me anything.
Don't tell anybody.
Let me live in blissful ignorance. I think we're ready. We got a pretty funny slapstick, farcical show. Again, a little PG-13, so not for real little kids, but, you know, your kid will love it. Ethan's going to get a kick out of it, I think, and it's a lot of fun and very well done, and kudos to the whole Lyric Stage team for pulling it off. And again, thanks for supporting local theater coming out of a pandemic where it was just crushed. And these guys, Catherine Carpenter Cox, the producer, and just pouring everything into this thing and making it hum. So we're a great cast. Got some TCU students involved as well. So it's a great production. The Stephen Sondheim, many say masterpiece, his first work that was really published in the late 60s, and it's mounted as a Broadway show.
1962 on Broadway, yeah. And the movie was 66, yep. So this is some history. Cannot wait.
All right. Hey, you know, I got to share something with you before we get rolling today. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, there was a parade of FedEx trucks in front of our building. And for people who don't know, you're on the first floor. I'm on the second floor. The network, Salem Radio Network, our offices and studios on the second floor, which mm-hmm. you often come up to when you guest host for one of the network shows. Mm-hmm. This 2,000 Mules thing is a phenomenon. And you have to understand something. We fulfill the DVD part of it here in this building. Mark, I've never seen anything like this. I'm not kidding you. I literally just crawled over pallets and boxes.
In the lobby?
In the hallway upstairs.
Yeah.
Down in the lobby. I know you've seen it when you come and go.
That's what I did. I encountered this on the first. You're talking about the trucks out, you know, lining up to take them away. Before they are taken away, they have to be packaged. And there are like 4 FedEx people and 12 of our interns in the lobby. Every Christmas, back when Christmas was normal, and maybe this year it will be as well, we have Christmas trees and massive presents and stuff for the Christmas wish that KLTY does down the hall. And so the lobby is just filled to the brim with things. The lobby's filled to the brim with things now. DVDs getting ready to be mailed out to people who ordered 2,000 Mules.
It's unreal. I think Rob Ellis told me they had over 70,000 orders to fulfill yesterday. 70,000. I mean, there's already been millions of dollars of DVDs and downloads as the word gets around. I mean, the word is getting out that something really funky happened in November of 2020. He's got the documentation. He's got the evidence. He's got it is a shocker. I mean, you watch it, you think it's bad, wait till you see it. And it led to quite the exercise yesterday, because I did almost an hour really arguing with people who are of the, well, I'm never going to vote again. I'm staying home because my vote will never count.
Yeah,
and Mark, I wanted to get into their heads a little bit. I wanted to get into that motivation because, first of all, I'm half convinced they're plants, that they're Democrats who are just trolls.
Interesting.
You know, I really think, because some of them are very sophisticated in the way they approach it. Mike, there's no reason to vote. There's no reason. My vote will never be counted. I saw Dinesh's great movie, and I realize there's no reason to ever go to the ballot box again. Mm-hmm. And that's such goofy thinking, in my view. So, I mean, I went at it. I mean, I knew it was pulling off the Band-Aid off the wound here, but we did. And at one point, a guy said, Gallagher, you're just a deep state piece of crap. And I thought,
you've been called a lot of things. You've been called a lot of things.
Well, I've never been called that. I mean, my producer said, yeah, you're only the biggest Trump supporter on the radio, practically. But that's the frustration people have, and I do empathize with that, Mark. I do get the frustration level.
Of course, totally.
But that does not mean that sitting home is not going to give the Democrats the victory that they want.
Exactly.
Schumer and Pelosi love hearing people calling a radio show and saying, I'm never going to vote again. That's what they want. They want Republicans to stay home. They want to suppress our votes. And I kept saying over and over again to people who said, we'll never win another election. Oh, yeah? Virginia. 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 Just ask.
Exactly.
That's news to Glenn Youngkin.
And
the reason it's a good test, Mark, is that the entire Democrat apparatus was behind Terry McAuliffe. They poured everything into that. They were dumbfounded.
In a purple state, in a state correct. That was absolutely on the brink.
Mm-hmm. Correct. MyPillow text line question. I have 5 tickets to see you Friday night. What time do I need to get there to ensure I get good seats? 2 in the afternoon.
Stop. Camp out. It's not true. Camp it's a out. 7:30 curtain. Is it what is 7:30 curtain?
7:30 curtain, and yeah, come early because it's kind of a pick your own seat, you know, which you should never do in public.
That's rude.
Yeah, but get there early and get a good seat because it's a beautiful house, lots of room, lots of space to sit where you want to sit. But just come early. The show is at 7:30 Friday night. I honest to goodness though think that it's just people. It's either trolls and like Rush used to call them seminar callers,
yep,
or people that are just so exasperated that they just figure my vote will never count again.
As will happen. I think there could be a little bit of everything. If you take 10 calls of that nature, where maybe one or two of them are people who are truly beaten down, and maybe maybe 7 or 8 are the people who are saying, yeah, I'm going to get on a conservative talk show and tell everybody there's no point in voting. Ha 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 ha. So
right. By the way, the Labor Department just released their inflation number. Inflation rose 8.3% in April from a year ago.
Well,
it's higher than they thought.
At least we know whose fault it is. At least Joe Biden was there to tell us why this happened, Mike. It was the two P's: the pandemic, which is a very 2-year-old story, and Putin. It is the Putin price
hikes.
The twin boogeyman.
Speaking of boogeymen, I knew this was going to happen. Big, huge news yesterday in Republican primaries, and here are the two headlines of the mainstream media, which just cracks me up. I knew they would do this. I knew it. Here's the one headline. Let me read this to you. Primary night. Yes. Trump only bats 500.
I know.
And here's the media. That's from Axios. Here's the Mediaite headline. Trump-backed gubernatorial candidate loses Nebraska primary. Now, let's put it in perspective. Candidates backed by former President Trump are now 58-1 in Republican primaries.
Yep.
Now, he was actually 3-for-4 last night, but they're lying. Yes. And they're finding the one candidate he backed who didn't win, and that's who they're glomming onto. How about Elon Musk declaring that he would lift the Trump ban on Twitter, huh? How
so about awesome. That? So awesome. And not long after that, the Unabomber himself, Jack Dorsey, the prior CEO of Twitter, sort of retroactively looked at this and said that banning Trump was a bad business decision.
And the ACLU has decided, Mr. Musk is correct. And the ACLU is suddenly defending Mr. Trump. Oh, now they're all coming out of the woodwork. Where have they been for the last 2 years? You know, silent, crickets, cowards. I love the headline from Fox News. Liberals wail after Musk says he would reinstate Trump on Twitter.
On CNN, there was an opinion piece on their website that said Elon Musk just did something that will enable Trump. He did something that could put Trump right back in the driver's seat for 24. Well, yeah, he gave him back a platform that he should have never been denied.
Correct. Meanwhile, here's the litmus test. Mr. Davis, are you MAGA? Or are you ultra MAGA?
You read my mind. You were talking about being a big Trump supporter, and I said, "Well, Mike, there's Trump support. There's being supportive of Trump. There's liking the guy. There's MAGA, and there's ultra MAGA."
Here's how stupid they are. This is how stupid Biden.
Explain to everybody what the source of that is.
Well, President Biden. It's a new strategy. It's a new slogan. They unveiled it last week.
Yeah.
Of course, it's just like deplorables. It's that all over. And think about it. Doesn't ultra MAGA sound cool? It doesn't sound like a bad thing.
I'm not just MAGA. I'm ultra MAGA.
I know. I mean, I love ultra MAGA. I love the phrase. Man. And they just don't get it. They'll never get us. They never understand the American people. They're clueless. Imagine a mayor of a major city thinking it's normal and smart to promise that her city will be an oasis for killing your baby. An oasis. Lori Lightfoot, with a vow, she said she's promising that Chicago, if Roe v. Wade is overturned, which, of course, as you have said a million times, does not outlaw abortion federally. That's bull. It's a lie. It's a false narrative. It lets voters decide state by state, as they should. She's vowing that Chicago will be an oasis for abortions. Can you imagine putting oasis and abortion in the same sentence?
Well, okay, first of all, no, not using Earth logic, but look at the things they've been doing for the last couple of days. Because there is an infinitesimal risk to pregnancy, of course there is, it's okay to kill the baby. Because sometimes life starts out tough for a child, it's okay to kill the baby. There is all, I mean, my gosh, did you catch the wonderful Tim Scott moment as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen decides to go off on a riff about how hard it could be for moms and how it's struggling. By the way, we all get it, and that's why the crisis pregnancy centers are such angels walking among us. But after giving that little speech, Tim's black conservative Tim Scott looks at Janet Yellen and says, yeah, if I can just have a minute, as a black man raised by a poverty-stricken mom, I'm kind of glad I'm here. So, wow. Well,
and we have a president who, like his press secretary and like the rest of them, will not support any restrictions on abortion whatsoever. You know what that means. Late-term abortion is right up there with it. And you can sit around and poo-poo the idea all you want. If you get some reckless 21-year-old woman who gets pregnant and decides at about 8 months of pregnancy, I'm done. I don't want the baby. Joe Biden yesterday refused to say whether he supported any restrictions on abortion or any limits whatsoever, which confirms that they don't have any. They don't have any limits whatsoever. These are evil people, and we've got warriors calling them out. One of them is Senator Rand Paul. Yesterday, Senator Rand Paul grilling Alejandro Mayorkas, saying, you think the American people are so stupid they need you to tell them what the truth is on the internet?
That's right.
Senator Rand Paul will be on the show today here on KSCOT.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome. Because his whole point was that as the government seeks to define what misinformation is, over the decades, the American government has been the source of a ton of disinformation.
He said, how do we have a disinformation board when you can't even tell us what the disinformation is?
Mayorkas three, four, five times asked by Rand Paul, asked by Josh Hawley, asked by John Kennedy of Louisiana, did you have any idea the level of lunacy of this woman you have designated to run this disinformation management board? I didn't know she was a kook.
Incredible. I didn't know, Senator Paul. Well, Senator Paul is going to have a field day with that, as will we. It's almost like Pseudolus and his mischievous band of Roman slaves are running the government these days.
And I'll tell you what, and speaking of Pseudolus, because you need, boy, you, it's not really beauty sleep, it's theater sleep, and so you're in voice, et cetera, et cetera. You will not be with us tomorrow, except you will wink, wink, nudge. You will hear Mark and Mike talking a little bit about it.
I'm going to get up at 7:30 to do so. I would never miss 7:30.
Even though he's not doing his own show, he will be up at 7:35 to do this. Wink, wink, nudge,
you should
nudge.
See me worrying about my voice, because my voice is a little hoarse because, you know, doing a few hours a day on the radio and then tramping around on stage for 2.5 hours at night or 2 hours, whatever it is. So I'm now in panic mode, and now I'm on a search. As soon as I get off the air today, I've got to head to the local Target where I'm told they have these Puramist things that you can, like, steam. Steam is really good for vocal cords that are strained. Great. And I've got the steamer going in the hotel room, and like an idiot. I mean, the place looks I look like a serial killer. It looks like there's anything with the bodies in the closet. Dark
foil on the curtains.
I got foil. I got steam. I got my MyPillow mattress stuff everywhere. So now I got to find the kind that you put. I guess there's like a portable steamer that you hold
Do you need to flood the zone with humidity, or doesn't that fill the air with cooties and give you some kind of odd?
I told you the story.
Lemon and honey or blackberry brandy or something like that.
I told you the story. I went to the Walmart. I shouldn't tell this story, but I will. Yep. I went to Walmart when I first got here a few weeks ago because I was worried about getting one. And I got one of these things. And I noticed that the seal had been broken. And this is the thing that you cup around your mouth and your nose. It's very intimate, right? And I'm thinking, well, it's kind of weird that it was open, but who cares? I get home. I start to mess with it. It's wet. It has been used. They put it back in the box and resold it. Thanks, Walmart. Yep, that wasn't so. I'm sure they had nine variants and cooties and COVID and everything else.
So. Sandblast that thing before you.
Hey, the new rehearsal video is up that you were kind to post. Tweet or send the keyword forum to 800-655-6453. We'll send you back the rehearsal video, and I'll see you at the theater tomorrow night, my friend.
Absolutely, and have a wonderful show today. And that's Mike Gallagher on the radio.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.